Nearly 10,000 people formed a two-mile human chain in Paris Sunday, despite a ban on political rallies in the run-up to the Global Climate Change Forum. Authorities argued that security fears were too great to allow marches and rallies. France has been under a state of emergency since the November 13th attacks, claimed by the self-styled Islamic State, that left 130 dead. In an 11th-hour compromise, activists managed to demonstrate by staying mostly on the sidewalks. Heavily armed police stood by as people held hands, waved banners, and shouted slogans. Costumes, puppets, and a brass band completed the spectacle. The message was loud and clear. The crowd called for decisive action against climate change by curbing the use of fossil fuels. But world leaders have already said that the pledges made won't be enough to keep global temperatures within 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels, the target many scientists agree is the threshold for preventing cataclysmic climate changes that bring rising sea levels, drought, and severe weather. And even if pledges were sufficient, negotiators haven't agreed whether any agreement would be legally binding.
A new system that takes away the powers of the corporation
that has many people here concerned, people like Tom Goldtooth of the Dakota and Navajo tribes. He's the director of the Indigenous Environmental Network that's been at the negotiating table. He says they've been consistently sidelined by powerful interest groups, especially the oil and gas industry.
We have a delegation on the inside as well as an outside, but we're saying enough is enough. We're drawing the line in the concrete streets here in Paris because we see too much of the blood oil in our backyards. It has taken the life of not hundreds but thousands of our people back in these different areas, like the tar sand, the cancer clusters that are there.
The festive atmosphere didn't last long. As the human chain broke up and people began to disperse, smaller groups marched on Republic Square. They were met by riot police who fired volleys of tear gas before sealing the square and detaining hundreds of demonstrators. A day earlier, Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius defended France's ban on public demonstrations. Speaking through an interpreter, he responded to critics who asked why rallies and marches are banned, whereas it's business as usual for spectator sports, Christmas markets, and other crowded events.
If they are, in fact, in a closed environment, of course, we can guarantee a certain amount of safety and security. But if you've got thousands of people walking or marching, of course, there are risks that we may not be able to manage quite in the same way and the right way. This is why the French government decided to ban marches, and most of the associations and organizations have been very responsible in their reactions to this decision.
The French government's actions go further than just banning protests. The country remains under a three-month state of emergency, a law dating back to the 1950s during the bloody Algerian War.
Very concretely, it allows the police and security services to do searches, to place people under house arrest without any control of a judge.
That's Clémence Bechtart, an attorney with the Paris-based International Federation for Human Rights. She complains that the powers granted to police are
very vague, and which states that there is a threat to public order, but that's it. So people do not even have the means to know concretely why they have a given night 50 police officers coming to their house and doing these searches in presence of children, of women, etc.
This was full of cops from here to here.
That's exactly what happened last week to Joël Demenjude, a green activist who had been part of the coalition of groups petitioning to organize marches in the city.
Considering terrorist threat on the national territory is important, especially measures are imposed to securize the conference of the COP21.
He reads from an executive order delivered by armed police last Thursday. In summary, the police order confines him to his neighborhood. The only exception is when he registers three times a day at a nearby police station. The 31-year-old former school administrator says he's never been convicted of a violent crime, but was a vocal activist who appeared in front of police authorities to argue the case for legal marches during the climate summit. He says officials countered that the threat of terrorist attacks made it impossible for police to allow open-air marches and rallies.
So what I was answering is, how long will it be? 3 months? 3 years? I don't need some other people to secure my life. I can assume the responsibility myself, even if there are some risks.
Even if polls suggest the French public is largely satisfied with the government's response, civil liberties groups are worried. And Domojude isn't alone. He's one of at least 24 environmental activists placed under house arrest for the duration of the climate conference. Police don't need proof of wrongdoing, and he has no legal recourse. Attorney Clemence Bechtardt says the country is still reeling from the psychological effects from the attacks.
I think there's a sort of paralysis now where people are under shock still, under the shock and the emotion of the attacks. Now everything is under security and emotion. We're in war, we're on a war against terror, and security is becoming the first issue on the agenda.
Still, the government wants more. The center-left government of President François Hollande has floated a constitutional amendment that would make the president's extraordinary executive powers permanent. Activists vow to continue street actions during the two-week climate summit, with nearly 150 world leaders expected to attend, including President Obama. It seems inconceivable that public demonstrations would be completely banned. As he's under curfew, activist Joël Demonjude will watch this unfold from the comfort of his own home. But he says he expects people will remain defiant and carry messages that real action is needed to tackle climate change.
We have to take back the streets because much of the streets are now commercial places. And we have to say protests are the expression of what the people are thinking. And it's important to show it.
Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Paris.